And then the angels, what?
And then the angels flying over and
Where?
Over to baby Jesus' barn, and then they looked there and said, "Isn't he wonderful?" And that was the very first Christmas.
Oh. This is December 20th. And Mark was telling, that was the end of the story of the birthday of Jesus. Something he did at school, preschool.
Made a little airplane out of a napkin. He said, "This is my napkin airplane." Get the joke? Paper napkin airplane, see? Paper napkin airplane. Marky was commenting about this little box with his little feathers in it, and he says they have a heart, so they love all each others. And I said, "The cute little guys?" And he said, "Yeah, the cute little team." And he's referring to a little paper red, a little sticker in the shape of a heart that's sitting on the box.
This is Ross. Dad, today.
Dad, you should have sawn. Today is Inspector Gadget.
Dad, you should have sawn. Today's Inspector Gadget.
Hey, Mark, you don't go to preschool today. And he said, "I noticed that." And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "I know that." Sort of as if he were correcting himself from having said noticed, although noticed was really excellent way of phrasing it. He found the Zorro sword and he said, "I had a lot of days finding this knife." In other words, it took me a long time to find this Zorro sword. Dancing in front of Mark, he said, "Where I point, that's where you sit. And you can do anything there, even kneel and sit." I figured out who ought to go to bed earlier, and he said, "I got an idea. Marky's younger than me, right? Okay. He goes to bed earlier than me." And I said, "Yeah, that's not fair." And he said, "On second thought, I go to school earlier than him, right? Okay. And so what does that mean?"
"I do.
You go to bed first, right? Okay, remember about not being in Daddy's computer room? Remember that rule? That's the one rule. If you want to stay up late, you have to not be in Daddy's computer room."
"I want to know where those books are."
"Which books?"
"The notebook, the toys, and where they are."
"What, Ron?" "Will
be a bridge of Lost Ark."
"Sure, I saw it with you. I went with you. What do you mean, did I ever see it?"
"Well, I just wanted to know, because you think they're out these clothes, and they wear a lot of clothes in that movie."
"Cats didn't wear clothes in that movie."
"So what?"
"Well, why are you getting your cats dressed up?"
"Because they're the ones that are in the movie, stupid."
"Cats are in the Indiana Jones movie? I don't remember that part."
"No, we're making it up with cats."
"Oh, you're just making fantasy."
"One cat is Indiana Jones."
"So it's sort of fantasy is what you're telling me."
"Yeah, fantasy."
"Is that okay? Fantasy, Ross?"
"Yeah."
"Marky." Marky said, "Ross thinks the syrup was all his." And Marky said, "I did not." "You're a liar. Marky, let's take that off because you're going to get those arms dirty."
"Okay.
No, you can leave the pants on. Leave the pants on. Okay, just the arms off."
"Oh, I think I'm not cold,
my hands." "Okay, sit down. Now sit down." "Okay, now, good boys. Everybody's going to be good boys?" "You don't want French toast? You want me to eat this for you?"
"I didn't say that."
"You say yes French toast or no French toast?"
"Yes."
"And no more crying?"
"Yeah."
"No crying we make."
Tell the story of the baby Jesus.
"What was his birthday?"
"Okay, I say you can tell the story of the baby Jesus. What was his birthday?" "Okay, what was the story?"
Were you told at breakfast? Were you told at breakfast and tell?
After I eat, but ask on to when we're on Christmas, okay?
Okay. Okay, first let's fix this shirt.
No,
he's coming. Thanks. We're gonna get his shirt on first.
We all have pants and shirts.
Right, because this is a cold day. Come on, let's go tell the story of Jesus Christ, little baby.
Jesus Christ?
Yeah.
You're Christ.
What?
You're Christ.
What's wrong with Christ? Is that a dirty word?
No. I'm just teasing you.
Okay. Now let's check to see if your hair looks good. Let's check it. Okay, you look okay. I told Ross he had poured too much syrup on. And Marky said, Mary said, Christmas is like mother or something. There's some reference to it, how it may or may not, it would come in any day for sure. And then Marky said, Christmas, what is Christmas, Mark?
Christmas is when we eat food, and when people eat food, and somebody has to watch.
Before he said, Christmas is when you pour syrup, and people have to watch.
We always eat on dinner time.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone pour their syrup in, and somebody has to watch.
Somebody has to watch?
Yeah.
Are you going to be the
like their grandpa or something like that, mm-hmm.
Oh, you mean like you have guests for dinner?
Huh?
You mean like you eat with other people? Mm-hmm. Guests?
Mm-hmm.
There are visitors to eat with you?
Mm-hmm.
Wake up, Ross.
When we have a birthday, we get visitors too.
Mm-hmm. Have to do with visitors for dinner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is Christmas a day when you have visitors?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe go visiting.
Mm-hmm.
You could go visiting to other people's houses. That'd be fun. Boys, it's time to wrap Mommy's present. And Marky said, I said, let's do it whenever you're ready. And Ross, Marky said, I'm ready. And Ross said, I'm not ready yet. And then Marky said, I'm ready. And I said, Ross isn't ready yet. And Marky said, when he's ready, I won't be ready. And I said, well, go tell him that he has to get ready. And Marky went back to Ross and said, When I'm ready, I won't be ready. In other words, you got confused on who was ready when who was ready. Said, I want a peanut butter sandwich. Is there a witch in it and butter in it? Oh, a witch in it and sand in it and peanuts in it and butter in it? Sheesh. He was commenting on the silliness of that idea. Earlier, Ross had said, Dad, I noticed that our room is on top of the kitchen. And he said, you know why? Because, Ross, tell me the reason why you noticed that your room is up. It looks good, Ross.
I blew it.
From Ross and Mark. Oh, that's okay. Don't touch it. I'll touch it up for you, okay?
Okay.
The reason that you noticed that your room was on top of the kitchen?
Because the laundry chute was of the kitchen was under my room, and I have part of the laundry chute too.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And that's true, that the laundry chute goes directly down from their room to the kitchen. So they know that their room must be pretty much on top of the kitchen. Does that look? Dog has no eyes and no nose and no fur. And I said, that's not possible. Every dog has to have eyes and a nose
a
and
hot
fur.
Hot dog, stupid!
Oh, a hot dog. You're right, Ross. I never thought of that. Oh, that's a cute joke.
That's me.
Okay, ask Marky.
No, I got something.
Okay.
What's a hot dog with a dog? A dog hot dog.
Do you boys want jam on your sandwich?
So I want
jam on my sandwich.
Dad, why did the man throw his full of his pretty colored bow out the window? He wanted to see, out in the rain.
Why?
He wanted to see a rainbow.
Oh, that's cute. How'd you learn all these? Did Miss Barry teach them to you?
No, when I was in Carnegie Mellon.
That's a good joke.
You know what I learned though? When I was in Hungary.
In just a minute.
I learned.
Hey, why did the
man throw his alarm clock out the window?
I know that one. Yeah, here's your sandwich, Ross and Mark.
I know.
Give me.
Mark, give me one.
Here you go, Ross. Here's one for you.
Should I eat it over here?
No, everybody has to eat over here. I cut yours in double half.
No, I'm double half, too.
Okay, come here. I'll cut yours in double half, Mark.
And I want milk.
Okay. That would be a nicer way of asking for it.
Please. I don't want milk. I want.
Of course, you always want water. Mark, what did you do? Mark, that was terrible. You wasted the milk. Don't ever do that again. Milk is very expensive, Mark. Don't ever do that. That's wasting food. Do you see what Ross and Mark did?
What?
He poured the milk. He had a glass of milk and he poured it out because he said he didn't want it. You know there are little children in the world who don't have food, who are starving? And if they had had that milk, they would have been able to not be so sick. That's right.
So that's why he sends the food that Murphy doesn't eat.
Yes, we try to save the money that we would use on Marty's food.
Steve, and we're going to sing some of our own songs. We just finished listening to some.
But he never was.
Ross, why is this a special Christmas? Can you tell me why it's a special Christmas?
It has lots of different colors.
Uh-huh. And what else? What else is special about this Christmas?
Last Christmas, we didn't have so many things like this.
I hate the big one.
Which one do you hate?
Oh, my.
My brother Ben wants a Collie Cup.
Ben, well, can I just ask the boys one before we go to bed? I just want, what's special about this Christmas? Is there anything special about this Christmas?
Presents!
We made some presents for our mom and dad.
That's right. And the other special thing is that Ross and Mark made a lot of the decorations, didn't they? Marty, did you make any decorations? You made one too, didn't you? And that's a present. Good, Marty.
Nobody know what it is.
Okay, look outside. Is there anything special outside? There's something special about this Christmas.
It's snowing.
Uh-huh.
What is special?
It's the snow.
There's something else special about this, kids.
We have lights on our trees.
Uh-huh.
Oh!
It really is, isn't it, Mark? Are you happy? Are you happy that Christmas came, Marky?
Yeah.
Do you think Santa was nice to you?
Yeah.
Hey, who opened this? Who opened this? Who opened this?
My toy.
Hey, guys.
Oh, great. Oh, good. I'm glad Santa brought that back to you. Santa really should have given you that a long time ago. That's Mechanic.
What?
He says Ned pops up.
Let's see. Let's see.
Mary from Brian.
Is that
and
me? He doesn't have to turn off.
No, don't open Mary yet. Don't open Mary yet.
Brian
from... Don't open Mary from Brian.
Somebody.
Don't open
Mary. Mommy's present. It was downstairs. It was so big. Wait.
Santa couldn't even bring it.
No, it's cool.
I thought you said you weren't getting me anything.
It's your present, Mom.
Was this the lie of the year?
This is the lie of the year. And it's really your birthday present.
Oh, I see. Well, this one had a card on it, but heaven knows what became of it. It said, to Daddy from Mark.
Oh, okay. I'll see.
So Mark opened.
Mommy gets to open hers now. You guys can play A-Team now. Don't get too violent.
Okay.
Ooh, look. Mustache wax. Oh, I've been looking for that. Isn't that great?
I opened it.
Hey, Rossi.
Thanks, Mark.
But I've
messed
it
up. No, Mr. T's going to be in a smaller package. Off. That wouldn't be Mr. T.
Is that okay?
Thanks,
Ron.
I have this little one.
Everybody has to wait till Mommy opens her present.
Oh, okay, I'll do that. This one says, to Ross from Grandpa. Is that what he's opening right here, Brian? Are
you that's for, you're opening Ross's. That's Ross's. That's okay. For Ross. This is for Ross.
Here, Ross.
Here, Mark. You
here,
open
Ross.
This. Oh, well.
That's to Ross.
This is for Mark.
Here, Mark, this is for you.
From Eric and...
That's from Eric. You know your cousin Eric, honey?
Yeah.
Eric and Carol and Mark. And that's from Grandpa, honey.
Oh, I like my cousin
Rossi,
Eric.
That's from Grandpa.
I like my cousin Eric. I like him. He gave me to me.
Oh, Mar, Eric got that for you. Eric got you Mr. T. Eric got Mr. T and Murdoch. Mr. T and Murdoch.
Mikey, now you can say Buster to me, and I can say Buster to you.
Right.
Because you, because sometimes you'll be Murdoch, and sometimes
I hope it's better than the other one.
I said too long.
Yeah, it's better. It's better.
Look what mommy got. Hey, Ross, look what mommy got.
Look at what I got.
Oh, Leslie made it. Leslie made it to you. Look how lovely it is. Look how lovely it is.
Do you know that your cousin...
Cousin Leslie hand sewed that for you.
Mark, there's one under there.
Mark, do you want one too?
Yeah.
What's this going to be its name, Russ? What's going to be its name? Bear needs a name. Bear needs a name. You want to call him Tenderhearted Bear?
And sewed it and everything. She made the whole thing. Netta. She wrote us a letter to tell us.
She did it all by herself, honey. She didn't buy it at the store.
Honey? Yes, fat bear. Ha ha. Let's see more. There.
Oh. I think she heard that my dog's nose fell off. Oh. And got me
a... Which one is it?
Bear?
You want to call that Lovey
that bear?
You want to call that Lovey bear?
Mine's Tenderheart. And mine's Lovey bear.
Lovey bear.
That's my best bear I ever wanted.
So soft.
Aren't they good bears?
Good bear.
That's my best bear I ever wanted.
Oh, they're made just so that you can tuck them under your arm and they fit. Here.
They're good bears.
Ross, look.
Good bears. Yeah, I know. That's why their bums are good
so big.
And out. Yeah. Ross, don't try again.
Does it remind you of your bear?
Yeah. He's soft.
This one has quite an expression on him. Look.
That's Ross's pistol, honey. That's Ross's.
Hi, sure. You mind, Mark Ross?
No.
Ross, let's not open up the packs yet, okay? Because there's lots of there's all sorts of stuff. We have to keep them together so they don't mess it up. No, we don't want to get them. We don't want to get them all lost. Okay, so put them in. There's too many pieces of paper around here.
Uh-huh.
Oh boy, here, Marky. Here's something for you. Who's this to? To Ross. This is Ross. Who's this to? Hey, Ross, is this a present? Oh, those are just pictures, aren't they, Rossi?
Yeah, and it's a present to Mom and Dad.
Oh, thank you. Okay, let's
May
see.
May we open it then?
Sure. Here, open it. Open this, Mom. And I have a present.
Mark, here's a present to you, Mark, from Mom.
From Ross and Mark, it says.
Right. Thank you, honey. I'll open it. I want to open it and look at it. Well, it's beautiful artwork. Is this all from your school? Oh, it's so beautiful.
So I can open it? I didn't do it at art at all.
It's beautiful. It's a happy treat, a happy house with a Christmas tree. With flowers outside. Oh, lovely. It's a happy house. And here's a picture of Ross in first grade. Mom, look at there's Ross in first grade.
That's my shadow.
That's nice, Ross. I want to save these forever.
Ah, that. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, Marcus, darling.
Oh, man.
Oh, man, it's darling. Oh, man, it's darling. It's a Winnie the Pooh, sir. It's a Winnie the Pooh, sir. Oh, man, it's darling. Yeah, it's darling.
Hey, let me see you something. I want to fly because I want to get that.
What?
I want to get that.
Do you think you could put it on your bear?
To Ross.
From Dad and Mom, huh? Oh, that's a present for Marky. That's for Marky. Look at the big one.
That's a big one.
Mmm, army knives. How many army knives did you get?
Two.
Good.
And two walkie-talkies, two guns.
Wow.
Wow. Let's see if the walkie-talkie is really...
This Christmas morning, we read a letter written on December 25th, 1825.
That'll
leave them. For Celia Miller, who is an organist from Baltimore,